Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spads Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Big two in the afternoon, big two in the evening, a chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X, multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. With Multi-X, pick two numbers from 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
The last time we were in Morondoy, there was excitement as Sharona prepared for her first day at her new job. Coretta and Nadira counseled her on good work ethics, said a prayer over her, and cautioned her to ignore advances from the opposite sex. As Denzel helped Zena to settle into hospital for surgery to remove her fibroids, Morris arrived and was very disrespectful to Denzel, much to Zena's annoyance. And now, as we return to Morondoy, Zena has had the surgery.
Denzel, thank you for being here. I know Maurice came and...
It's okay. Maurice can't keep me away from you. I'm just happy everything went well with the surgery.
Yeah, me too. I don't think the pain meds they give me are working well enough.
Maybe before we leave, you can ask the doctor for something stronger.
Yeah.
At least the fibroids are gone, and you won't suffer anymore.
I'm not going to miss that heavy bleeding, the back and belly pain, the bloating, none of that. I just want to recover and move on with my life.
Exactly.
I'm glad I'm going home to sleep in my own bed.
I'm glad I'm going with you.
Oh, I can't even laugh too hard. Because I will be in too much pain.
Take it easy. I love that smile on your face.
I'm really happy you're here, Denzel.
Me too.
I know when Maurice came, there was a bit of tension. But I didn't tell him to come.
I know.
There's nothing going on between me and that man. I don't want him back. He's just as arrogant as can be.
Zena, I know you. And nothing Maurice does is going to keep me away from
you. You're too sweet.
Sweet on you.
Oh, just stop it.
Why?
Hello.
Maurice.
How are you feeling, Zena?
In pain, but coping. What are you doing here?
I came to take you home.
But I told you Denzel has it covered.
Oh, come on. You expect me to take that seriously? I don't know why you have this little boy hanging around you like this.
Maurice! You can keep your insults to yourself, you know.
I don't have to insult you, I speak facts.
God, just please stop it. Dental is taking me home and that is final.
So you're going to tell that to our son when he comes up here just now? He just had surgery. What you need right now is your family, not some little boy running behind you like a puppy.
Hey, big man. Watch it, you know.
Maurice, please. I don't want to get upset. I'm already in a lot of pain.
Tell him to leave then. I'm here. Our son is on the way. We will get you home.
Denzel, I'm sorry. I didn't know Maurice was coming. And I certainly didn't approve of him insulting you.
It's okay, Zina. Your son coming. Maybe I should go.
You don't have to do that.
It's okay. I will call you later.
But you don't have to leave.
Aww. Take care, young man.
Maurice, what is wrong with you?
Something wrong with me for looking out for you?
You have no say in what I do in my personal life.
Stop embarrassing yourself. Denzel? The young man has nothing to offer you. Isn't he at UG?
Yes, and?
Who is going to pay for your dates? He doesn't work, right? Isn't that embarrassing for you? And you have him driving your car. You don't care what people are saying about you?
What people? You're the one aggravating me after I just had surgery. You didn't have to come.
Our son wanted me to come. You don't think he's embarrassed seeing that boy hanging around you?
My son can't have an issue with anybody I want to have in my life. I'm a grown woman, and I finished raising my children. You're the one who have an issue.
And so what? We were married. You are my ex-wife and the mother of my children. What do you think people will say about me if they see you hanging around with that little boy?
So you admitted that it's your ego that is fragile.
Whatever, Zina.
I want you to leave, Maurice. My son can come and I'll call Denzel to come back. This is too much negative energy for me after having my surgery. You will make me end up having to stay in this hospital more longer.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come across harsh, but somebody has to tell you the truth.
I don't need to hear anything from you. Just leave, please, just leave.
Oh gosh, these shoes hurting me foot. I can't wait to reach home. Maybe I should take it off and walk the peace barefoot. Who's this?
Hey.
Hi.
Need some help?
No, I'm good.
You want to lift?
It's okay, I ain't going far.
I saw you walking yesterday too.
You spying on me?
No. I just happened to see you.
Okay, I'm going home.
Oh, okay. My name's Kimal. What's yours?
Sharona.
You're not from Marunda?
No, Kwakwani.
Oh, Kwakwani. I never been there.
Okay.
Maybe you can take me.
Don't know about that.
Sure you don't want to live? Seem to be struggling.
I'm okay. I don't have far to go.
A pretty girl like you shouldn't be walking in the sun, you know.
I'm good.
Come on. Let me give you a lift, man. I don't bite. I promise.
I'm not going far. I stay in my Miss Coretto.
Oh, yeah, I know her. Less than a minute drive. Come on in. I could drop you.
Okay.
Promise, I'm harmless.
Thanks.
Comfortable?
Yes.
Alright, let me introduce myself again. I'm Kimara.
Sharona Francis.
Nice name.
Thank you.
You seem nervous, ma'am.
No, I'm okay.
Alright, don't be scared.
Look, Miss Coretta's house is coming up there. I told you I didn't have far to go.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
And here we are.
Thank you.
Hold on.
What?
You're not gonna give me a number? Please.
Okay. Give me your phone.
Alright, here you go.
Look.
Alright, thanks. I'll ring you and then you can save my number too.
Okay, good.
It was nice meeting you, Sharona. I'll message you.
Okay, yeah, bye.
S- save my number.
Okay.
Have a good night. Wow. She is so beautiful.
Sharona, is who dropped you home?
Some guy.
Oh no.
I know I shouldn't enter a stranger's car, but my feet were really hurting with these heels.
You gotta walk with a pair of slippers. When you done walk, put that on.
I'll do that from now on. I ain't accustomed to these heels, man.
Anyways, back to who dropped you home.
He just offered me a lift from right up the street. I was near home.
You know his who?
Some guy named Kimal.
Kimal Ram?
You know him?
Of course! He tried to hustle you?
Basically. I gave him my number.
You just come to Murundai and strike gold.
Huh?
You know the buy is who?
Well, obviously no.
He father rich.
Oh, I see.
You ain't see the kind of car he driving? Mercedes Benz?
Okay.
He says the name Kavita. She driving one of them. Is what they call in the vehicle? Jeep Wrangler or something like that?
Oh.
Sharona, those are the friends you need to make in Murundai. Rich people.
He seems nice.
He is nice and he can treat you real nice.
Well, alright.
I know you got you nice little job, but getting into a family like that gonna be even better. Sharona, you want to make sure your future is bright, and you can't do that without money, my love. You young and you got your looks. Now is the time to take advantage of all these opportunities.
Mama Miss Coretta, I'm not sure I'm ready for a relationship.
Listen, it ain't got to be nothing serious at first. Just get in there. The world is not a kind place to poor women. Trust me, I'm telling you. You got to secure yourself from now.
But I can work and build something for myself. Eventually, I can go to the university and do something to educate myself.
All that is good. But Kimal is the backup plan. Kimal is the money. Kimal is who gonna get you to where you need to be faster.
Oh.
Take my stupid advice, Sharona. This is an opportunity you can't mess up. Kimal is the key. Trust me.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundai.
Murundai Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual, and creating an equitable future for all.